You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This comes from Tara. Tara wrote in and said, "Hey, my boys," which I always like. Hey, my boys.
What's up?
Tara says, "I have a certain family member." I love that phrasing. I have a certain family member who lives in North Dakota. They wanted to come visit for a few days. We said, sure, and look forward to hosting them. When they got here last Thursday, they had their dog with them.
Ruh-roh.
We totally didn't expect that. Tara writes, the dog is well-behaved and is really cute. But it still really bothered me the whole 4 days because I don't believe you should ever take your dog when you're staying at someone's house for that long, or maybe ever. She writes, I spent all day yesterday vacuuming up dog hair and complaining about it, but my wife said it's okay that everyone takes their dog everywhere with them these days, and I just need to get used to it. Mm. I'm sorry, but it's just rude to bring your dog to someone else's house. Do you boys agree with me or my wife? And it better be me. That's a great line. And it better be me. That's Tara. By the way, I wrote back. I needed some more information. I needed Tara's wife's name. Her name is Maria. So it's Tara and Maria.
Okay.
Arguing over this. Tara says, this is rude. Maria goes, look, get used to it. Everyone takes their dog everywhere. And I also wanted to know what kind of dog it was.
Yes, that's what I'm dying to know.
It's an Australian Shepherd, and the dog's name is Tootsie.
That's a dumb name. I wouldn't let him come just because of that name.
So Tara and Maria fighting over Tootsie, the Australian Shepherd.
It's not rude to bring your dog, I think. It's the rude part is bringing it unannounced, it sounds like, that they just showed up with the dog. That's pretty rude. You got to give a heads up, right?
Well, yeah. Come on.
Hey, I'm going to be bringing the dog.
You don't even need to ask me how I'm standing on any of this. You know how I feel about
it. I know how you feel. Well, you don't like
it, dogs. But at the same time, I'm curious, you know, what our listeners are going to call in and say. Is this an era where, let's take the unannounced out of it for just a second, because I think most rational people would agree that unannounced is wrong. Okay.
Yep.
If you take that out of the equation, even if it had been announced, if they had said, hey, we're going to bring our dog, and Tara was like, oh, okay, you know, and gave her a blessing, but deep down inside she didn't want it. When you go to someone's house for 4 days, is it cool to bring your dog? Now, we do live also in a time where everyone is convinced that not only is their dog the greatest dog in the world, but that everyone on the planet will love their dog. Am I right?
And we live in a state where, you know, Colorado is a dog-friendly state. It's all about the dogs here.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she's just getting that vibe, that feeling that, you know, it's not going to be that big a deal. I mean, in my personal life, if we go for a family get-together or something, it's just kind of assumed that the dog's coming with us. So whoever's house we're going to, hey, the Goldie's here, you know.
And you bring Goldie Fawn with
my
you
sister
to all
will
of your
bring
outings?
Her pug, you know, to some of the family outings and things like that. It's just kind of like, oh, they're part of the family. You know, we'll let them go run around and see everybody. So I kind of get the dog mentality. I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
I got to give a ding to Alex. He wrote in and said, you lost me at family from North Dakota. All right.
Oh, no.
Settle down, Alex.
Are North Dakota people horrible?
And Alex says, it is cool to bring your dog as long as it can be behaved in someone's house and you help the person vacuum the last day. So yeah.
Those shepherds are smart,
already,
too.
There's one vote already for yes, it's totally cool to bring your dog to someone else's house.
Those shepherds are pretty smart dogs. So obviously, I mean, not obviously, but a good chance that it is well behaved. Maybe it's trained. But you got that dog pooping in your backyard and stuff, too.
Yeah, you've got to. Let's assume that the people from North Dakota are cool and they go out and they pick up their own dog's poop.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's assume that that's being done. But still, it's just overall, just in general, cool or not cool to bring your dog to someone's house when you stay for 3 or 4 days.
Tara just seems a little high strung. Maybe that she needs a dog in her life. They say petting dogs and having dogs around can improve your mental well-being and relax you. Maybe sit on the couch with this dog and pet it for a little while, Tara.
You don't bring a dog when you're staying for 4 days at somebody else's house. get a dog sitter, do whatever, board it, whatever
so
you got to do.
It's expensive, though, Dom. Gosh.
Dogs
are part of
then
the
don't go
family.
On vacation. If your dog rules your life, don't go on vacation.
Well, I feel like this friend maybe considers Tara like a true good friend, and she wouldn't care, you know?
It's a freaking family
Tara
member. That's the problem.
Tara's all butthurt.
You know, I'm obviously on Tara's side on this, and I just before we go to the calls, I just want to point out, Kim wrote in, sweet Kim, thank you for your note, Kim, but I'm going to have to use you as the example of how the world of manners has completely evaporated. In Kim's mind, here's what she writes. Since the dog is part of this family member's family, it's probably presumed the dog will come. So tell this person, meaning Tara, to suck it up, buttercup. So in other words, what Kim is saying is the homeowner, the host, the person who has graciously opened their door, they're the ones who have to suck it up.
I think having the I think having people at your house is a major inconvenience anyway, so let's just pile on.
Has the world changed or what? No, because I have a dog, so the rest of the world must cater to my needs, not the person who's graciously opening up their home to me. They must cater to me.
I think that's correct.
Suck it up, buttercup.
I think that's right. I think she's spot on.
The world has changed, and I'm not saying it's for the better.
It's family, Dom. You got to help family out.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Here's Blair, who's been holding. Hey, Blair, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Good. So what do you think? Are you on Tara's side or are you on Maria's side? Maria said it's totally fine. What do you think?
So I am a dog lover, and most of my friends have dogs, and I'm almost offended when they don't bring their dogs.
Oh, yeah, they can have doggy playtime, right?
Yeah, and so I would rather someone bring their dogs than their kids, because...
That's a good line. That's a solid line. That's really funny.
You're still picking up poop after both of them, so...
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Every each their own, but I'm not a kids person, and I love my friends' animals. So I think it depends, like, if your dog gets along well with the dog that maybe lives in the home, or your friends are good parents to their dogs, or they only have one and not four, then, yeah, I think I would rather have the dog.
That is the thing. She is just bringing one dog to visit. I mean, it's not that big a deal. She's not bringing an entire kennel full. It's one dog. It's one dog.
This is rude. This is, by the way, Blair, we got to run. Thank you for your great call. We appreciate you, okay?
Love you, Blair.
Yeah, have a good day.
Bye.
You have a great day. Yeah, I just shake my head. What has happened to us? Brooke, good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
What do you think? Team Tara or Team Maria?
Well, to give you some background, I'm a dog groomer, so I see lots and lots of dogs, and I love, love dogs. It is my everyday, but I still think that I'm on side with Tara and Dom, because I feel like you don't know how clean that dog is. Clearly, Tara mentioned having to vacuum up tons of hair. People, when they go on vacation, wait till after the vacation to give their dogs a bath. So now you have your family member's family member.
And it's dirty.
Dirty, nasty hair.
Well, what if she got the doggy groomed by you before she showed up?
I would be on the side of maybe, as long as you ask
maybe.
First and say, I'm going to have her bathe
so
first.
You're okay if it's just a clean, if it's a clean dog that shows up unannounced.
I love clean dogs. A dog that has matting or a dog that's covered in dirt and poo.
That has a little dingleberries out back. Hey, are these Australian shepherds well-behaved? Are they decent dogs? Do you know?
It's a 50-50.
Okay.
And when they're not well behaved, they're neurotic.
Oh, no.
Brooke, I'm glad you called. We got to run. Yeah. Thank you for being on the show.
Bye, Brookie.
Thank you. Who's next? Sherry. Sherry, good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Hey. So, what do you think? Hey. Was it rude to just bring the dog?
Absolutely. I think it's very rude just to bring the dog. Because not everyone are. Dogs. No one likes dogs. No one's comfortable around dogs.
True.
But everyone wants some strangers.
But maybe this will change Tara's ways. Maybe she'll be all of a sudden be like, oh my God, I never thought I would love a dog so much.
It could. It could also go the other way.
It could.
I'll tell you where it's going to go,
but
Sherry.
Let's be a glass half full, though, Sherry.
No, but not with dogs. No, no one likes dogs. Not always comfortable around dogs.
I know. Tom hates dogs. Should...
Dogs are all right.
You know, or, and you don't know if they have you have allergies to dogs.
Well, Claritin or Zyrtec. Take your pick.
Sherry, thank you for the call.
Bye, Sherry.
Thank you for sharing. The whole thing with dogs, just to put it in a nutshell, is dogs are fine, but why in the last 25 years has the world started revolving around other people? OPD. The world revolves around them, and that's where I just drew the line. It's like, yeah, okay, your dog is cute.
I guess maybe because all the health benefits of having one and the companionship and, I mean, the unconditional love that you get from a dog, Dom. I mean, that's a huge
aspect. Well, first of all, don't get me going down the stupid unconditional thing because we all know that that's not right. If I feed your dog for a week, it'll come to me rather than to you.
Well, there is dogs.
It's not unconditional. Dogs are loyal to whomever is feeding them.
I think they're
fairly loyal. That's who dogs are loyal to.
They're loyal to you, even besides that. I think so. We've all seen the pictures of, you know, the German shepherds laying on the grave sites of somebody who died.
You come back
dogs
and feed
loyal,
me.
Dogs are loyal, Dom. That's why they're so popular.
I don't want to go down that path. Look, I don't want to go down that path, okay? Dogs are fine. It's just that the world shouldn't revolve around them. And I just think it's rude to go to someone's house for 4 days. You know, if it's one night...
Yeah,
I kind of understand. Okay. It's like, yeah, that's okay. I brought my dog because we're just here for one night and then we're going to be out of your hair and you'll be out of their hair. But 4 days now, you're starting to tiptoe
kinda
up
pushing
on
it.
Don't you know you agree with me? You're just trying to take the dog lover's side so
I
you
am.
Get them
I want
to love
her to
you.
Bring the dog, and I think she should get another dog while she's here. She should go adopt another dog and then have two dogs there.
I don't feel like I need the love of dog lovers. I mean, if they want to like me, fine. If not, my world doesn't crumble if I disagree with them.
I just know that it's a bit of a headache sometimes to try to find somebody on the other end to watch your dog, or it's extremely expensive to kennel them, and then they get, you know, sickness while they're at, you know, being kenneled and everything.
Then don't
kennel
get a dog.
Cough.
Or don't go on vacation.
Well,
but why does the rest
no
of the world have? Why does the rest of the world need to cater to your needs? You
because
chose to get the dog, and then if you can't
thing.
Travel with it,
it's
that's on you. It's not
thing.
On Tara.
Well, she's family, though. She should just kind of, you know that she's going to have somebody there for 4 days, which is annoying anyway.
A whole nother discussion.
Open
I don't
up your
think
heart
family,
to your family
gets
member.
A hall pass for everything. Sometimes family, they're the ones who trample all over you. Family will trample on you way more than total strangers
this
will.
This is why you're alone all the time. You have no friends.
I have friends, but I just don't feel like
you're
family
so
should
mad
get a hall
at
pass
dogs,
for everything.
You're mad at family.
I'm
you're
just
mad
giving
at
my
children
opinion.
This morning.
Don't get this way
what
just
are you
because
happy
you're losing
about?
A
I'm fine with losing.
When you lose a debate,
I'm
don't
fine.
Start turning it
no,
personal.
No, no, no. I'm fine with losing today. I understand. I can see the text messages coming in. I'm in the minority by a long shot today. I just want you to find a little happiness in your life.
I'm
Dom.
So happy. I would be happier if somebody doesn't bring a dog to my house for 4 days.
What if somebody brought a cat unannounced to your house?
No,
for four
I don't
days?
Want your animal.
Like
your
cat.
Gerbil, your parrot, your ferret, your dog, your
now
cat.
Now we're pulling ferrets into this, Dom.
Your turtle, your box turtle. I mean, it's just, if I'm inviting you to my house, I'm inviting you. I'm not inviting
all
a
right.
menagerie.
All right. I just
unless
know that if
you
I'm
got
there,
a monkey.
You'll
unless
be
you got
sick
a monkey.
Of me in 2 days. That's all
if
I know.
If you got a monkey, that would be fun. Okay.